Suffolk and Cool's 360.
New and more exciting stereophonic tapes are being put on the market every day. Would you like to hear a sample?
I'm with you.
All right, let's try. This is a new dimension in sound.
It's the most tremendous new musical experience you can have. And now it's available for everyone. Living stereo, played on a record, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation. Back and forth, side to side in the groove. Revolutionary new living stereo groove. They will come in a brilliant variety. Every kind of music for every kind of taste.
They get the illusion of sound coming from a wide area as if a full orchestra were in the room.
Few tricks too, you know.
Are you ready?
Let her go. Hey, a ray of light.
Are you with me?
I'm with you now. Stereophonic sound, a new dimension in sound.
And tell me, do you have to be an electronic genius with nothing but spare time for this kind of...
Oh, no.
And all in thrilling, new, living sound.
This is what I want to hear already.
Sensational! Terrific! What is it?
In your ears, at just a touch under 1.9 meters and a cheery wave, this is Suffolk and Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. Wasn't that superb? New dimensions in sound, in stereo, from Public Service Broadcasting. The London-based duo claim two prime ingredients. There's Jay Wilgoose Esquire on guitars, banjos and other stringed instruments, samplings and electronic things, and Wrigglesworth on drums, piano and other electronic things. They're basically taking samples from old public information films, archive footage, propaganda material, and clearly something they're almost like an advert. And they teach the lessons of the past through the music of the future. It's just wonderful. We've played a couple of tracks from them on the show before, and I hope there will be many more to come. Brilliant. Public Service Broadcasting. You'll find them at publicservicebroadcasting.net. And they're also on Twitter. They're PSB_HQ. Makes it sound awfully official, doesn't it? Top hell. So how are you doing then? I trust the week is being kind to you so far. Because there's no telling which week it is that you're listening to this in. I know there's people delving back into the archives from way into the future. Well, the future from here, as it were. Oh, it's all confusing stuff. Yeah, you're right. I think we ought to get on with some more music. Anna Nelson is known by her stage name of Moxie. She's a singer and performer from LA, in California, of course. After a short stint as a solo artist, she teamed up with producer, writer and multi-instrumentalist Andy Toy and took the stage as Moxie for the first time towards the end of last year, actually, I mean, not that long ago. Floating on a soundscape of vintage keyboards, big backbeats and her signature omnichord strums, Nelson's distinct soprano voice takes you on a wistfully introspective journey with her dreamy lyrics and melodies. Brace yourself. Here we go.
It's that time of year. You didn't seem to notice anything, or me at all. Secret lies of yesterday. You can't blame the past for everything. Take me back to the September rain before you. I hate remembering, my mind's wandering. Let the sunlight fade, keep the day away, 'cause the night will do.
Of a great collaboration with Emmy Award-winning producer and songwriter Bobby Hartree. That was Moxie, who is slated to release her debut EP, In My Dreams, early in 2013. Well, that's, I think, about now, isn't it? Find out if it's out yet at moxielovesyou.com. That's moxielovesyou.com. And she's also on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll leave those links in the show notes, as there indeed are links to every other band and artist ever played on the show. And you'll find all that at suffolkandcool.com.
Suffolk and Cool, probably the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world.
Tyler Demarest, Danny Schneer and Matt Cohen, known collectively as Kiven, hail from the smog-swept city of Los Angeles. The band released their first EP, Two in the Same, in 2010, while still at school, and followed with Step in the spring of last year. Following on from that initial momentum and direction of sound from Step, their recently released EP, 1840, builds on the direction and sound of Step, but kind of reflects their musical and personal growth. They're a more organic sense, with a naturally touching pull to the listener with pocket drums, grooving bass lines, hard-hitting guitars, soaring vocals and lush harmonies. Spot them here if you can in the new single, Hope and Smoke. Hope and Smoke, beautifully constructed, really hangs together well. That was Kiven from LA. And that particular track reached number 11 on Hype Machine, and they made their New York debut, in fact, this last year at CMJ as an official artist, playing a handful of showcases, including Deli Mag, Audio Perv, and a handful of other buzzworthy CMJ bills. Shortly after, Entertainment Weekly went on to name Kiven as the number 2 great indie discovery from CMJ 2012, and their debut album will be out this spring. So watch out for it at all the dubs, Kiven Music, K-I-V-E-N music.com. And you'll also find them on Facebook, also as Kiven Music, as indeed they are on Twitter as well. Now, we had the rather, I guess, breathless inclusion of a track last week from the Bromley-based... And I said Bromley-Kent last week. Is it still Kent, or has it moved into Greater London? Yeah, there was one of those towns that they dug the whole place up, put it on low loaders, and moved it into London, I think. The address changed. The band what's based there is, of course, the Keston Cobblers Club. And we played a track from them last week. And the excuse I've got for playing another track this week, as if I need excuses, who decides the playlist here, is the fact that they're playing a local gig here on Saturday the 9th, which is this coming Saturday. They're headlining the Stout, Oyster and Black Pudding Festival at the Brewery Tap in Ipswich. And I think that's just got to be one of those days to be along to. I think I'm just going to be able to get down there for part of the evening. But I think it's going on all day and also into Sunday as well, is my understanding. But you can check out all the details at thebrewerytap.org. And Mike and Georgie put on a great gig, and some fabulous food, and lots of good beer, some of which is brewed in a little bit of the old Tolley Cobbold Brewery, which is where the Brewery Tap is. It's no longer used as the main building as a brewery, but there's just a little bit there where they, next door to the bar, where they brew quite a lot of the beer. And it's really very, very nice indeed. So that sounds like being a great day. If you are in Suffolk, or indeed in East Anglia or anywhere, get down. And if you're around in the evening when the Keston Cobblers Club are playing, I shall be there. Please come and say hello.
Proud. It lasts for a while, and you won't even have to go out of the house. Say your hers, it's better than flowers, and you won't even have to pretend to be loud. And I know that I told you I'm no good with words, and a song about your ass, and a song about girls. And I know that I told you I'm no good with words, and a song about your ass, and a song about girls. But I hope that you smile when you hear this next verse. There's no end, and I'm old. I'm older than you, but I still find the time to be stupid and rude. And I know that I told you I'm no good with words, and a song about your ass, and a song about girls. And I know that I told you I'm no good with words, and a song about your ass, song about girls. But I hope that you smile when you hear this next verse. Thank you. good with words and a song about giraffes and a song about girls. And I know that I told you I'm no good with words and a song about giraffes and a song about girls. But I hope that you smile when you hear this next verse. Yes, I hope that you're smiling wherever you are.
I'm so impressed by that band. Keston Cobblers Club. Brilliant. KestonCobblersClub.com. Also, that the same thing, Keston Cobblers Club on Facebook. And don't forget, they're playing that gig on Saturday at the Brewery Tap in Ipswich. That's thebrewerytap.org. Get down there. I think it's going to be a great day. You know, I just love the way that the power of music and love travels around the world and unites places that you think, what? How did that come about? Another just such a one is the Canadian-Ukrainian duo called Umagma. They're Alexander Kretov and Shauna McLennan, who's originally from Whitehorse, Yukon, in northern Canada. Does that ring a bell? Did with me as well. That's where Old Time Machine are based, previous guests on the show a few weeks ago. I remember being extraordinarily impressed with how far north Whitehorse is. It really is the back of nowhere. Brilliant. And in this particular case, Shauna is apparently addicted to Russia and the Ukraine, having lived there for about the last 12 years. She deals with the vocals, composition, lyrics and band management, while Alex handles the composition, all instruments, arrangements and vocals, as well as the recording, mixing, mastering and video production. This sounds like a cottage industry, doesn't it? They've released two full-length LPs, quite independently. That's Umagma and Anti-Gravity, and they're on Bandcamp at umagma.bandcamp.com. New Magma, interesting track called Llama. That's nearly the same as an alpaca, isn't it? What is the difference? Please, if you know, tell me. New Magma were actually nominated for CBC Radio Canada's Rookie of the Year Bucky Award. Rookie of the Year Bucky Award. Oh, we all need one of those. And was featured in the November issue of Rolling Stone Russia. Find them, U-Magma, that's U-M-M-A-G-M-A.com.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Yep, that's the place to go, musicpodcasting.org, for all the finest music podcasts. And if you get over there right now, you'll be able to catch Amped for this week, and that's presented by Yannick from Utopia Radio in France. And this Monday morning, bright and early, that romantic old thing, Rich Palmer will be presenting a rather special, sweet show with a red rose stuck in his microphone. Another track now from Grace Valhalla's seminal 2006 album, Peak. Every track on this album is pure musical gold.
Thank you.
fantastic. I just can't get enough of Grace Valhalla. Superb music. And that album is absolute cracker. It really is. If you haven't got it, you can have it. Absolutely free, gratis for nothing. But please, if you can, just leave a tip for Grace. We might get some more music. Actually, I've got news on that. Mad Cat put it this way. She faces the same fate as many women producing music. No one believes she produced it. And I'll confess, I had trouble believing she produced it as well, because on her notes in Jamendo, it says, okay, this is a bit old now, but it said she'd only been producing music for 2 years. And yet she had this album out, which is such a mature and beautiful thing. It's amazing. She's got quite a lot of stuff, actually, on Jamendo. It's all available over there. As I say, you can download it completely free, but it's really nice to leave a tip in the tip jar, as it were. With whatever you can afford. And there's that album, Peak, which I personally think is the best of the bunch. And she's got another one called Summer Camp. And there's been a big gap. And she had an album last year called Valhalla Rising. And interestingly, she's got a new track available on SoundCloud, which appears to be from the forthcoming new album. This one is rather different in that it uses more obvious vocal samples, which gives quite a distinct feeling among her other work, but perhaps moves a little closer to other artists' output. I don't know. It's still Valhalla. It's still worth a listen. And you can do that at SoundCloud. And I'll put a link in the show notes for that. Let's just have a little bit of it now and see what you think. Valhalla in the first few minutes of her 8-minute track, a new track called Desert Heat, Hey Love, and that's available up on SoundCloud. So if you get over to suffolkandcool.com, look in the show notes for show 360 and you'll see Grace Valhalla, and towards the end of the notes there you'll see the link through to SoundCloud and you could go grab that track for yourself. You can check out her whole catalogue on Jamendo, and again I'll put a link for that. It's one of those long Jamendo links. I'll put a link for that in the show notes. We actually have a new phenomenon on Suffolk and Cool this week. Back-to-back Graces. Grace Valhalla's just been and gone. And coming up next is Grace Woodruff, who's from Perth, Australia, and who I saw first time in New York at CMJ 2011. At that time, New York, or rather Time Out New York, reviewed her show at The Living Room thus. They say, though it was extremely difficult CMJ decision, the ultimate lady songbird for me was Grace Woodruff, whom I caught at the Intimate Living Room. And it is a lovely intimate little bar. You go into the bar and then you go out the back and you're in the living room. It's great. And then there's Googie's Lounge upstairs. Smashing. The self-taught singer-songwriter who hails from Perth has a bluesy voice that can easily run the gamut from soulful croon to full-on howl to heartbroken wail. And at one point, he says, during her set, she seemed completely lost in her composition, all 6 feet of black lace, swaying woozily, fingers strumming guitar strings with astute rhythm, eyes closed and barely visible through the thick curtain of hair over her face. I looked around and saw that the crowd mirrored her trance-like state. Not a trace of CMJ jadedness remained in the room. Brilliant. I actually caught her at the Aussie barbecue as well, just a bit later. And that was an altogether more upbeat affair in which the band managed to blow the stage power. I think they'd actually tripped out the noise meters. Bear that in mind as you listen to one of her more trance-like tracks. This is called Battles. Constantly amazed by the intricacy and interest and quality of some of the music we get on this. Some music, most of the music, almost all the music we get on this show is just superb. You just don't hear this stuff on the wireless, not in any meaningful way. We are extremely fortunate to have such a thriving independent music scene these days. I think we owe a huge debt of gratitude to all the artists that trust this funny new way of working and seem to somehow manage to put out such brilliant music for us to listen to. So thank you, guys. Great job. Grace Woodruff, I'll tell you where she is. Grace Woodruff, which is... The first bit is really obvious. It's GRACEWOOD, so Grace Wood, and then Roof, RROF, with an E on the end, woodruff.com.au. I'm going to finish off this week's show with a track from Vanessa Carlton, which we heard quite a while ago in 2011, but I stumbled upon it the other day and thought, oh, damn, that's good enough to deserve another airing. It's from her fourth album, Rabbits on the Run, from Razor and Tie, and which has actually quite a difficult history. She needed a fresh start for her fourth album, Rabbits on the Run, from Razor and Tie. She'd been going at full sprints, and she was discovered when she was still a teenager. She was signed by Jimmy Iovine soon after and exploded onto the pop scene with the platinum-selling, Grammy-nominated Be Not Nobody in 2002. But as she was nearing 30, she felt lost. 30, dear me. Ultimately, she made her way to Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios at Box here in England, where she created something that harks back to a different era of music making. 10 intimate, evocative songs recorded direct to tape with a close-knit team of collaborators, including producer Steve Osborne, drummer Patrick Callahan from My Morning Jacket, and guitarist Ari Inga from The Upwelling. I just checked her site when I was prepping the show at vanessacarlton.com, and there's a tweet from the, I think it was 4th of February, so it was like a couple of days ago, Monday, that's it. It's either a new one, this 4th of February, or it's an old 4th of February, but it feels a bit like history repeating itself. It said, I head back to England to Real World Studio on Friday to continue work on what's shaping up to be an album. I think I finally got the angle. Well, whatever the story is, if it turns out to be as good as this track, Carousel, I'll be happy. I mentioned that Rich has that special theme going on for Amp this next week, so this song's got to go in. Looks at love from a slightly different angle.
Rabbits on the run. It's hard to know
I'm Peter Clitheroe, and with a bit of luck, we'll be able to meet up again next week for Suffolk and Cool 361. I'll catch you then.
Hey, that was great! Sensational! Terrific! What is it?